There was an individual in Oklahoma City that was some focus at the time of the investigation, but and also later, named Samir Khalil, K-H-A-L-I-L. Now, Samir Khalil's ex-wife, Carol Sue, who was 50 years old, died on the fifth floor of the Morrow Federal Building. She was working in the Department of Agriculture, and this is she'd been divorced from this individual, and he's a Palestinian, and he had employed a number of Middle Eastern men that were the focus of some investigators outside of the government who were looking at the potential foreign connections. Because as you know, as we described in the first hour, there were many eyewitnesses that thought they saw Middle Eastern-looking people with McVeigh in the area of the bombing that day. And the FBI, for a long period of time, sought what they call John Doe number two. And if you go to peterlance.com, right in the middle of the website on the home page, you'll see this mugshot, these two mugshots, side by side. One of them is a dead ringer from McVeigh, and it was described as a character called Robert Kling, and that was the name he was using initially. But so that's clearly McVeigh, and eyewitnesses saw that guy, and they gave this artist the description, and that's McVeigh. Now look at who they said McVeigh was with. Doesn't look anything like Terry Nichols, John Doe number two. He's very got a thick neck, very dark, kind of swarthy complexion. Clearly looks Middle Eastern. And this individual, for many months, the FBI pursued as John Doe number two. And yet they convicted Nichols and McVeigh, and the official story, as you know, is that they acted alone, and there were no others unknown. Yet Stephen Jones, who was the lawyer for McVeigh, and who told me that his main theory was going to be that Ramzi Youssef taught Terry Nichols how to build a bomb when Terry Nichols was in the Philippines in Cebu City, this obscure little town, at the same time, and that prior to the bombing, when McVeigh tried to blow up a metal milk jug with an ammonium nitrate nitromethane device, it fizzled, didn't know how to do it. Then after Youssef and Nichols are in the Philippines, and believe me, other eyewitnesses, as you know, identified Youssef, including an Abu Sayyaf al-Qaeda member, as being with Nichols at a certain point in the early 90s, then they took down the federal building. So this John Doe number two figure, essentially, the FBI just decided, we've got these two guys, that's it, that's the story, and they stopped looking for John Doe number two. Well, Samir Khalil, as it turns out, was a mysterious figure. He had a bookkeeper named Sharon Twilley. Sharon Twilley told an investigator for Mike Johnston, and Mike Johnston is one of the top lawyers pursuing the truth on the Oklahoma City bombing. He represents a number of the families and the victims. And Mike has probably done more than any single individual to rip the lid off the Oklahoma City bombing investigation. Mike had an investigator talk to Sharon Twilley, who alleged at one point that Samir Khalil actually fired a gun at her. There was a police report of an incident, but she then said that this man, Samir Khalil, even though his ex-wife had died, and even though they had a daughter, 2 days after the bombing, shows up at the Circus Hotel in Las Vegas, okay? And if you go to peterlance.com and you look at this essay that I've written for this program tonight, Ian, you'll see you can click on a PDF that shows the phone records from Terry Nichols, there are calls made to Terry Nichols' home in Harrington, Kansas, the same house I told you earlier had the explosives. And
right.
Those phone calls, there were two phone calls from Circus at the exact time Samir Khalil was there, okay?
All right, I got to stop here and try to understand something, because you kind of hit on two different things. And you can see these pictures. Again, you can link up to Peter's website through coasttocoastam.com, and you can see the artist rendering of Timothy McVeigh. Everybody knows that drawing and how
right.
closely that resembles Timothy McVeigh.
Right.
John Doe number two, however, does not resemble Ramzi Youssef. I mean, I'm not saying he doesn't look Middle Eastern. He could easily be Middle Eastern.
No, not Ramzi Youssef. No, there's no allegation that Ramzi
right.
Youssef was at Oklahoma City.
That's what I'm trying to say.
No,
so I just want to make sure.
Let me make myself clear then.
I don't think you're being unclear. I want to be very clear. So we're not saying that Ramzi Youssef was at Oklahoma. What we're saying is that he got this information from Ramzi Youssef in the Philippines. Now, who is it that we think is John Doe number two? Do you have any? Are there other people connected to Ramzi Youssef that might be a likely suspect to be John Doe number two?
Well, there's a theory that was put forth by an investigator named Jania Davis, who used to work for the NBC affiliate there, and she alleged that John Doe number two was a man named Hussein al-Husseini, who had been in the Iraqi guards and had come to America, was an Iraqi. And this is, you know, this is an individual that she took photographs of, and she claimed to look like John Doe number two. I thoroughly investigated this Hussein al-Husseini thread, Ian, when I was doing my first book. Joe Murphy, a brilliant private investigator, lives in Massachusetts, ran down this thing for me 7 ways to Sunday, and I am absolutely convinced that Hussein al-Husseini was not John Doe number two. We don't know who John Doe number two was, but we know that there were this individual was identified by eyewitnesses nearby. But let me, if I can, go back to the importance of Samir Khalil, if I may, for a minute.
Well, I'll tell you what. Knowing a Peter Lance minute versus a normal minute, I'm going to suggest no. But hang on for that. We'll get it after the break. But let me ask you one other thing though about that. Are there eyewitness drawings or artist renderings of the members who of people who were at the Oklahoma City bombing that were seen running away from the building after it came down? Are there drawings there that resemble anybody known to be associated with Ramzi Youssef? And or are there drawings from people that were running away from the building that were identified by witnesses as looking Middle Eastern that look like John Doe number two? Ponder that. We'll be back with this Peter Lance getting confirmation from a congressional investigator that there is, in fact, strong evidence to suggest a connection between Ramzi Youssef and Terry Nichols.